KGW News Channel 8 First Alert Storm Team, a global climate change special report, Winds of Change.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Matt Safino. The change to our climate is both gradual and at times dramatic. Tonight on this special, you'll hear from our Oregon's top climatologist, nationally recognized for his work in the study of climate change. Also, we'll show you the impact of climate change right here in the Northwest on these icons, the wine industry, the salmon, and our own Mount Hood. Now, one of the ways we can measure changes to the climate is by studying the ancient sheets of ice that flank our mountains. The glaciers on the Cascade Peaks have grown and shrunk through the ages. They're a living indicator of climate. But right now, they're receding faster than any time in recorded history.
Mount Hood defines Portland's skyline. It's part of our identity. Some would say part of Oregon's soul, a constant landmark that is as iconic as it is grand. As the climate warms, the glaciers are shrinking.
This is one example of the Lost Creek Glacier.
Geologist Dr. Andrew Fountain studies glaciers in the Cascades and throughout the West at Portland State University.
Because right now the trend is definitely increasingly rapid shrinking. It corresponds with what the models say is human-induced climate warming. And to continue tracking these, we can further test these hypotheses and provide a more concrete solution.
The concrete of Highway 35 crumbled when debris flows stormed down Mount Hood in November 2006. Heavy fall rains hammered barren slopes previously insulated by snow and ice. The muddy mixture of rock, trees, dirt, and water destroyed a quarter-mile section of the highway.
So as these glaciers continue to recede, we're just going to continue to have more of these debris flows in our future. And there is no way to stop that unless we have the glaciers re-advance.
In the 1890s, the snout of the Elliott Glacier was minutes away from Cloud Cap Inn on the north side of Mount Hood. Now it's a 1 to 2 hour hike to get to the ice. Monty Smith leads climbs for the Mazamas Mountaineering Club in Portland. He says the changes in the amount of snow and ice on the mountain have dramatically changed climbing and climbing safety.
Well, a lot of it is the receding glaciers, areas that used to be covered completely in ice that are just now rubble. I think there's a lot more rock fall now in a lot of the areas where there used to be a big glacier.
Even when you're on the mountain, it's hard to imagine the loss of glacial ice and what it used to look like here on the north side of Mount Hood. But there are historical pictures taken close to where I'm standing now that tell that story.
Harry Reid's 1901 picture of the Elliott Glacier shows how far down the slopes the Elliott used to go. Compare the ridgeline on the left in the Reid 1901 picture to the same shot taken by Hood River climber Darrell Lloyd in 2006. You can see how far down the slope the glacier has retreated.
And what we're looking at here...
Jeff Thomas manages the Mazamas maps and historic pictures. In the early days of climbing on Mount Hood, when snow and glaciers locked rock and ice in place, the risks of climbing were actually less than they are today.
No one ever wore a helmet. I even thought about wearing a helmet, even in the 20s or 30s. Here you go, now you have to have a helmet. Even in full winter conditions, you've got rocks coming down, ice coming down, that sort of thing.
As our climate continues to warm, the climbing season will likely grow shorter and the dangers greater. A reminder that the real constant on Mount Hood is change.